Morning Watch, loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Week 3, loving the Lord Jesus Christ in incorruptibility. Monday, related verses. Ephesians 6, verse 24. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in incorruptibility. Ephesians 1, verses 1 through 4. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. Even as he chose us in him, before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before him in love. Ephesians 3, verses 17 through 19. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are. And to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has regenerated us unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and unfading, kept in the heavens for you. Isaiah 37, verse 31. And the remnant of those who have escaped of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in Jehovah and whose trust Jehovah is. And he will be like a tree transplanted beside water, which sends out its roots by a stream, and will not be afraid when heat comes. For its leaves remain flourishing, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, and will not cease to bear fruit. Related reading, grace is the enjoyment of the Lord. Grace is needed for us to live a church life that fulfills God's eternal purpose and solves God's problem with his enemy. The enjoyment of the Lord as grace is to those who love him. For the proper church life, we need to love the Lord in incorruption, that is, in a condition which is incorruptible. Our love for the Lord must be incorruptible, immortal, and imperishable. Such a love is genuine and sincere. Love in Ephesians 1 verse 4 refers to the love with which God loves his chosen ones and with which his chosen ones love him. It is in this love and such a love that God's chosen ones become holy and without blemish before him. First, God loved us. Then this divine love inspires us to love him in return. In such a condition and atmosphere of love, we are saturated with God to be holy and without blemish as he is. In this love and mutual love, God loves us and we return this love to him. It is in this kind of condition that we are being transformed and are being saturated with God. The first instance of in love is in Ephesians 1 verse 4, and can modify God's choosing of us, our being holy and without blemish before God, or God's predestinating of us. Since God has chosen us, we should be one with him and cooperate with him by affording him every opportunity to sanctify us and perfect us to be without blemish. This requires that we be in a condition of loving God with a divine love. Even though God is almighty and omnipotent, he does not have a way to make us holy and without blemish if we do not cooperate with him by being in the proper condition. In order to be sanctified and perfected, we need to be ones who are continually loving God and his divine love. As we remain in this love, we are in a condition of love that affords God the best opportunity and sufficient time to come into us to sanctify us in every way and make us without blemish. Because the divine love will never be corrupted, to love the Lord with this love is to love him in incorruptibility. This condition, loving the Lord with the divine love, is constituted of the divine life incorporated with our being and will remain forever. All Christians say that they love the Lord. However, not many can truthfully say, Lord, I love you in a condition and situation that is altogether incorruptible. In order to be able to say this, we must love the Lord according to himself, according to his plan, good pleasure, desire, and economy. The next instance of in love is in Ephesians 3 verse 17, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. We are God's cultivated land and God's building. As God's cultivated land, we need to be rooted for our growth, and as God's building, we need to be grounded for our building up. In order for the believers to be rooted for the growth in life and grounded for building up, they must be in a condition of love. This love is not ours. It is the divine love. God's love becomes the love by which we love him. While we are loving him with this love, we are in love in the sense of being in a condition of love. As our experience confirms, when we are in this condition of love, we are being deeply rooted and grounded for growth and building up. The Lord is waiting for us to give him the opportunity to deeply root and ground us. We often hinder him from doing this because we love him according to our natural tendency. We need to love him according to his good pleasure. We should repent and pray, Lord, help me to love you not according to my preferences, but according to you, your heart's desire, and your plan.